Hey guys, this is Brian and Nora.
And you're listening to the Not Today MS podcast. Hey guys, today's scripture is from 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27. Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. Do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it a slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize.
Well, I loved that scripture.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like when scriptures talk about running, running a race. Why do you run a race? You want to win the prize. For us, I want to finish the race. But I like when it's talking about running the race of life. We are looking ahead towards the ultimate prize, which is heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that you just are lazy. You try your best. You train hard, and you try to.
Well, I think that scripture is talking about you're focused.
Right.
You're exactly. Focused. You're not running aimlessly. You're not a boxer. Waving your arms in the air, you're focused on what you're trying to do,
and focusing on the end, the mm-hmm. end result, the end prize.
And I think I've needed that reminder lately because I feel like, in the last couple of years, just with the amount of health distractions mm-hmm. and weight gain that I didn't ask for, and all of that, I think I kind of lost focus there for a little bit of mm-hmm. why I started, why I cleaned up my eating, why I began running. And I think God has refocused that lately. And it's like, you know what? It doesn't matter what the scale says. I just had a fantastic MRI. It doesn't matter what the scale says. All of my lab work looks beautiful. It doesn't matter what the scale says. I'm living my life, and I'm you know, healthy, and I'm doing well. And so I you know, God's kind of used that to refocus me lately.
Well, and it's hard because it's like at the beginning of this, you know, things were rolling so differently with, you know, the weight loss and getting physically fit. It's like you can get into a place where it's, you feel like, you know, is it worth doing this? Because, you know, you focus too much on the
appearance.
On the appearance and the physical things. But, you know, we're still exercising our bodies and trying our best to be healthy. And our training plan this last week, I think, went quite well compared to the week before. So
we were focused. We had 4 miles on Saturday, and we got to run outside.
Yes, finally.
Which was both wonderful and also incredibly difficult, as we hadn't had any elevation in a long time.
Right. And it's like, you know, I'm grateful that we get to go to the gym and run on the treadmill when weather conditions are not so great. But I miss running outside. But like you said, when you haven't run outside in so long.
And hitting that pavement, you don't realize the impact that has on your body.
Well, it's a different feel, too, because, you know, you can control your speed when you're on a treadmill. And it's just a different feel.
You can control your speed when you're running outside.
No, I know. I know. But
probably it's better at running outside than you can on a treadmill. A treadmill, you're set to whatever you put it on. You got to run that whether you want to or not.
Right. I think
without moving it.
I don't know what my point was. It's like, I don't know. It's just different. You can, on a treadmill, you can see how fast you're going. If you want to go a little bit faster, it's like sometimes I feel like when we're outside, I feel like I'm giving more effort and running fast, but it's not.
It doesn't show up on your app or your phone.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like It just depends on our level of fitness, I think. And sometimes I feel like when we run outside, I do better outside than I do on a treadmill. It always depends. And it's varied ever since we began running.
Yeah.
I mean, I have seasons where I love running outside and hate the treadmill, and then vice versa. And I'm kind of in the vice versa right now. Like, I enjoyed being outside with you.
Yes.
I enjoyed the sunshine. I enjoyed the temperature. But I feel like I've been running faster and feeling more like a runner on the treadmill lately than I did outside. Outside, I felt like I was struggling a little bit.
Well, yeah, and I don't know why. It just felt like my legs were like lead.
Absolutely. Me too. And we ran at a different time of day. That's what's hard too. I think our schedules, trying to get back into running in the morning, I think our bodies are more adapted to doing that. That's when we perform better.
Definitely.
But it's just our schedules have not allowed for that. So we're supposed to run in the morning. We'll see if we actually get up and go do that, or if we postpone it and do it later in the day. But
we'll see how that goes.
But
I felt good after the 4 mile run. It was about 30 degrees, I think, roughly. So that was good. Of course, we had our rest day on Sunday, and then Monday.
Ran two on Monday.
Two on Monday,
and we did that outside, and that was fine.
And it was after work, so it was. First half mile, like always, was a little bit tough, but it was good. But hey, the weather, I will take that over what we have had the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're starting to thaw here in Kentucky.
Right.
And hopefully we won't have a second winter.
Hopefully not.
Typically we do at some point.
Yeah.
There's a snowstorm that comes in late March or April.
Yeah.
But then we did something interesting for cross train on Tuesday.
We've been bad about cross training historically. There's always a day on our training plan that's set up for cross training, and it's just hard to get that in there. But
we always seem to use excuses, and we're like, oh, well, that's the day I went grocery shopping, so I can count that.
So I was up walking around.
No, that's not the same thing. You should get your heart rate up, and you should be doing something active, but it should be something fun. And it should be something that's not running. You're doing something other than running to work different muscle groups. So this week, we decided, we had played Just Dance with our teenage daughter a couple times and noticed that we got our heart rate up pretty good, and it counted for exercise on our watches. And so I had told her, I was like, you know what? I'm going to dance with you for 30 minutes, you know, on Tuesday night. And she was like, yes, let's do it. So I did, you know, we both did. I started first and I danced with her, and then she bailed on me at some point. So I kept going, excuse me, but, it was awesome. Got my heart rate up, got a good sweat going, and had fun doing it. And then you danced with her a little bit, and then on your own.
I did.
And I was thoroughly entertained.
Yeah, I believe there's a video that's saved somewhere.
We will not be sharing with you all. I'm so sorry. Mainly because we have a teenager who does not approve the sharing of certain things of herself. And so she has already said, so sorry, that is not being shared. So you can imagine just Brian dancing to Britney Spears' Circus. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Just, there you go.
Yeah. I was actually surprised, though, how my heart rate got up there, and I worked up a sweat.
Because you're using all your muscle groups. You're using your arms a lot, and your core and your legs. I mean, dancers are athletes, man.
They sure are.
I've been telling you that.
Definitely.
Our girl, Bethany, takes two ballet classes, one of those being Advanced Point, and she takes an advanced tap class and an advanced jazz class, and she has a company class that she does. So she's dancing, I think we did the math one night, over 6 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she's done since she was four. And it is a workout for sure.
She's great at it for sure, too.
But I did beat her on Just Dance. I will say that.
The two songs that she danced with me on, I beat.
You beat her.
Now, the songs that I picked, she didn't like. So one of which was the Copacabana. She didn't like that one, but I kind of like that one. It was easy, though. So it's Probably no wonder. That. Yeah, it was fun. It you really was fun.
You didn't beat her on circus, though.
I did not beat her. She beat me on
She's
circus.
She's really good at that
She's
one.
She's good at that one. She's done it a few times. So. But anyway, that was fun. And hey, it's a cross training. Just a new...
And the time flew by. That's the thing. I think you do something that's fun and different. Not running. Work your body. Get a sweat on. Get your heart rate up. And different than the normal, you know, running.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was good.
It was fun. It was fun. So, that was last night. As we're speaking right now, it's Wednesday night. So, it's our rest day. And tomorrow we'll get up and...
Run three.
Our 3 miles, and then we've got
five on Saturday.
So we're at the point in training where we're starting to ramp up miles, and that's good. We're, you know, that's what I'm going to say.
I like how you said that.
That's good.
It's good. It's good. We can, good.
Mentally, I feel when I can run, actually running that 4 miles really clicked for me. Because we had ran, 1, 2, 3 miles, but it's been a while since we've done 4.
Yeah.
And so that was, mentally, that really helped.
Yeah.
My thought process of, I can still run.
Sure.
I'm still a runner.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm still trying to get there. I'll be honest with you. I am really struggling, and I think it's just because I feel slower. I feel... I feel like I'm exerting myself and giving twice the effort that I used to not see the results on my time. And so I'm praying to have that joy in running again. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's like when we talked about that scripture, right? We're not doing it. I'm not doing it for a medal. I'm not doing it for... a screenshot on my phone or on my Apple Watch, you know, to be able to brag on myself. I'm not doing it for that. I'm doing it to glorify God. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it to move my body and worship Him in, you know, for all the ways that He's made me and all the, you know, like, I mean, this all began because I said, someday I'm not going to be able to run.
Right.
It's very likely there's going to come a day that I won't be able to run, and I'll wish that I had run while I could.
Right.
And that's what I try to think of, and I try to think of my dear friends that I have that are walking some hard roads or have MS, and it's much more progressed than mine, and they can't run. And so I try to remember them, and I run for them when I run. So if I keep my focus on that, I do better, but I'm struggling right now. I'll be honest. It's just, it's not as easy as it used to be. And so then I realized how much pride I had built up in all of that. And so I'm having to kind of come to grips with that and ask God for forgiveness for the pride I had built up in my 10-minute pace or my 9-something minute pace and be okay with I'm running a 12 or a 13 right now. It's okay.
And we're at that time of year where in our Facebook memories, we're having these images pop up of, a run that we did 2 years ago. I think there was one that popped up today. We did 6 miles and we had like an 11 something pace.
Yeah, so 6 miles in just over an hour, and it took us almost an hour to run 4 miles the other day.
Right.
And it's little things like that that are just a little bit disheartening and a little bit depressing, but it's so easy for me to tell my friends who are just starting with running or like trying to get back into running, and they have a day where they give it their all and they ran a 14-minute mile.
Right.
I can quickly say to them, dude, you killed it.
Yeah.
You won the race today. You beat everybody sitting at home on their couch. You beat yourself yesterday who sat at home on your couch. Like, you win. That's
right.
Awesome. I can say that to them, but I'm much harder on myself.
Of
and
course.
I have to remind myself to celebrate any day that I get up and do anything.
Yes.
It's a victory.
It is. And that's it's easier said than done some days.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
Absolutely.
So... runner's high and runner's low for the week, I will say, I'll start with my low.
Okay.
On our 4 mile run, and it's kind of what you were just kind of talking about that pride thing. I was thinking to myself, because it was hard. I mean, I don't know, my legs and hips were just screaming at me. I mean, it was, and I don't know what it was, but maybe it just got in my head. But I was thinking back, and it was more closer to when we were finished with the distance, and I was like, wow, that time. We could almost do 5 in that time, you know, a few years ago, and just kind of beating myself up, feeling sorry a little bit. But at the same time, which sounds weird, I had a high when we were done. I was like, hey, we just did 4 miles.
Yeah.
We haven't done 4 miles in quite a long time. And
yeah, I told you the other night, I did the math. What did I say? We only ran 4 miles or more 4 times in all of 2020.
Yes.
And compare that to 2019 or 2018, and it's laughable.
Yeah. Well, it's like 2018, we ran for 650-something miles.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then 2019, we cut that in half, but it was still, you know, we were close to 400 miles. But then, yeah.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, like, we're moving.
Yes, we're moving. Exactly.
And we're not moving. Yeah, and we're doing our best. But so yeah, that's my runner's high and low.
We're kind of the same.
Were the fact that we finished the 4 miles. I was disappointed that it was not as fast as we'd maybe been a couple years ago. But I was happy that we did the distance. So, and it's like one more step closer to that half distance. So.
For me, my runner's high was probably last Thursday on the treadmill. I've been doing, like I told you, been doing so much better on the treadmill, and that was my fastest 2 mile since we started back first of the year. So I, you know, built up a little speed. I think it was like a 12:30 pace overall. I was very proud, you know, I was proud of that in that moment, and it felt good, and I really sprinted the last 2 minutes, and that felt good. Low for me was probably our long run. Well, between our long run and this past Monday when we ran too. I'm struggling with my breathing and just endurance. And so part of me wonders how much of it is COVID, lung, still trying to get that lung capacity back, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
I think that has something to do with it.
I think it has something to do with it. I think the weight gain has something to do with it. I think just the loss of fitness from not being able to be active for 6 weeks, recovering from surgery, and then, you know, weeks before that because A, I had COVID, and then B, I just was lazy. But, you know, I think it's a combination of everything. And so it's just a battle. And it's reminding me of what it felt like to be 350 pounds and everything was a battle. Getting up and putting on clothes in the morning was a battle. Walking across a parking lot was a battle. And there's a little bit of PTSD in all of this, like that, just that running and feeling, you know, struggling for air, bringing all of that back. And there's, you know, with the weight gain and not seeing any, you know, eating really clean and running and still not even seeing any results out of what we're doing as far as the scale goes or my clothes go or whatever. There's that little haunting thing in the back of my head that's like, okay, so what if I gain all the way back? You know, what if I continue to do all of these things and I don't have any control. I mean, and I'm just being honest with you all. That's trigger warning to any of you that have food issues. I'm just trying to be real here. It's a struggle to not just want to give up and be like, screw it. Like, I'm just going to eat whatever I want because it doesn't make any difference.
Right, right.
Or to get really controlling and not healthy with my food. And so I'm just every day, the way I'm battling this every day, I say I'm going to stick to my exercise plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to deviate from it. And I'm not going to add to it and go crazy.
Oh, no.
I'm going to stick to my exercise plan.
Yep.
And then I'm going to make the best food choices I can every day and choose foods that are nutritional to me and good for my body and give me lots of fuel and stay away from things that don't and eat when I'm hungry and don't eat when I'm not. I mean, these are just the battles every day that I'm working through right now. So.
And it's tough.
Yeah.
It is tough, but we don't give up. We keep going. We finish and don't die.
Right.
And, you know, hopefully it'll get to a point where maybe we'll figure out what, I mean, who knows? It is a struggle.
Well, part of it is, this is what I would tell if you guys were my friend and you were telling me the things that I just, which we are friends, sorry. We're all friends here. But if we were sitting down having coffee and you just told me everything that I said to all of you all, what I would tell you is that you're 40 and you're going through hormone changes on top of you ran a whole lot in 2018 and you're not running that amount now. And so that does metabolic changes in your body and mm-hmm. all of that makes sense. And so we're not going to freak out and react to any of that. We're going to kind of lay that play out, mm-hmm. let that play out. We're going to make good choices. We're going to honor God with our choices and be obedient to Him. And if you're wearing a size 12 instead of an 8 or a 6, oh, well, it's okay.
Yep.
Just calm down. And that's what I try. That's my pep talk to myself pretty much every day when I start to have a day where I'm worried about
it.
Yeah.
Well, we do our best and we're healthy. I mean, we're going to exercise and exercise our heart and do our best. That's what we can do. So I was going to talk about, we always want to talk each week about where did we see God this week. And I'll share a little bit of where I saw God this week.
Okay.
I think, did we mention last week that I was going to be going to see a cardiologist?
You did. You did talk about that.
Okay, so I've been having palpitations, kind of unusual. It's similar to what I experienced many, many years ago, but yet a little bit different. Not sure what the source of it was, yada, yada. But I had worked it up in my mind so much. I mean, I just knew going into this that, I mean, there was going to be something wrong. I thought of all the different scenarios, pacemakers and whatever. I didn't know. So where I saw God was the moment that the cardiologist walked in the room and, you know, did his exam. I had printed out all of these EKGs that I had recorded on my Apple Watch. Every time I had palpitations, I did an EKG, and you can print that out and it turns out that was a great thing to do because he could see all these things. But one of the first things he said is, your heart is perfectly healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You're physically fit. You're running. You're exercising. You're doing all the right things. This is a condition. It was called PAC. It's like premature atrial contraction.
Mm-hmm.
It's an electrical deal that goes on in your heart. There's really not a medical explanation as to why it happens. There are triggers that can make it happen. Too much caffeine, stress, anxiety. So I think part of the deal was I had there's an issue there that it's happening, but I think anxiety over it kind of made it worse in certain things. But the cardiologist said, you know, you can cut back caffeine if you want to. I'm not cutting back caffeine in my diet. He's like, I can prescribe you this little pill that you can take, you know, as needed, which will help with the issue. So I went ahead and filled that prescription or whatnot. But God taught me in that whole experience. It's like I was so anxious and so worried and so nervous about what it could be, and then to immediately hear that it's nothing really.
Right.
It's something. It's not going to. He basically said, "You're not going to drop dead from this." it's something that can be controlled. So God was like, "You've got to trust in me.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. Don't be so anxious and worked up about things that are out of your control, anyways."
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that was my where I saw God this week. So. What about you?
I'm getting ready for, I think I've talked about this before on the blog and on podcasts, but a bunch of us leaders in our community, church leaders in our community, we're getting ready for IF Gathering. And if you don't know what IF Gathering is, you should go look it up. Because chances are there is an IF local in your area, or you can join us virtually online and you can watch it in your home. But we're hosting an IF gathering here in our town at our church, and we're getting ready for that. And as part of that, our team has really been praying this week and refocusing and making sure our hearts are aligned with Christ, and that we're ready to be filled. We're filling ourselves up so that we can pour into the women that come in our doors at the church or join us online that weekend. And so I've seen him a lot in that, in my friendships that are solid. I've just been really thankful lately. I really have three solid girlfriends, and it's not that we're a group. It's not. I'm sure we could all go to dinner, all four of us, sometime and have a great time. But it's a very unique situation I find myself in as far as friends go, and I love it. This is, I think, the only time I've had this in my life where I have three different awesome friends, and I have an individual relationship with each one of them that's very special and good and tight. And I think I've just been really grateful for that this week, for those solid friendships, and knowing the truth that they speak in my life, and they have allowance to say so much truth to me and keep me humble and help me to focus on Christ. It makes it easy to recognize the false people who don't need to have license to say things in your life. So, I mean, I think I'm sort of the type person that I get into the people pleasing, and I'm constantly trying to make sure everybody is good with me, you know, whatever.
Right.
And I can fall into a trap of worshiping that pleasing and listening to the wrong people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've just been really thankful. I feel like I've got these three solid friends, and so it's easy for me to, you know, when I get other feedback from people who maybe don't know me and really shouldn't be giving that ugliness or that criticism or whatever, my friends have been able to say, no, I don't see that that's how you should do this or not, have, right. you know, whatever. Anyway,
right.
that's a really weird way to describe all of that. But basically, in my friendships this week, I've been very, very thankful for the three very close ladies that God has placed in my life.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I like to see how you all encourage each other.
Absolutely. And again, like I said, I think it's cool that it's three, and it's not that we're a group of four. It's that I have three individual relationships with each one of these ladies, and they're each very special and unique. And yeah. yeah.
And, yeah. and it's very helpful.
It is very helpful to me. Yes.
Well, awesome. Well, I tell you what, I just realized this. This is our 30th episode.
Well, happy 30th episode.
Happy 30th episode to you.
Congratulations.
Wasn't sure when we started how many episodes we would go, but
nope.
It's been fun. So yeah. we're glad you listened to us today.
Mm-hmm.
Let your friends know about us if you have anybody that might benefit from the things that we talk about here. We love your feedback and we appreciate your listen. So we like to close out in prayer. So I'm going to ask Nora to close us out in prayer, and we will we'll be back next week.
All right. Thank you, God, for this day. Thank you for Brian, and thank you for just an opportunity to get to talk about you to others. And God, I pray for all of our listeners listening to this today. I pray that you would be with them and draw them close to you. And I pray that, especially for those fighting MS, God, we just pray against this disease. We pray for complete and total healing. We pray for a cure. We pray against MS attacks and inflammation and all of those things. And we just pray for your healing hand on every single one of our neurons and nerves and our myelin and everything. God, that you would just work. Thank you for science. Thank you for neurologists and just all the ways that you provide for us and that you love us. I just pray for a good week for everybody. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for joining us today. To find out more about us, go to NotTodayMS.com, Facebook.com/NotTodayMS, or Instagram @NotTodayMS1.